Hello and welcome, everybody. Welcome, Johnny, to another of our podcasts. I really enjoy doing podcasts with you, Johnny. They are so much fun.
Yeah, me too, Stefan. Hey, are we live?
Yes, we are live.
All right, okay. I don't know why I see on my screen just scheduled and then scheduled, and that's fine. Okay, no, we are live.
No, we are live. La pena es que no podemos grabar lo de antes del podcast.
Sí,
¿no?
sí. Exacto, chicos, os reirías un montón. But,
Muy bien. Bueno, Johnny, hoy tenemos un podcast súper interesante. Antes de que empecemos, deciros que, bueno, que bienvenidos todos a los podcasts. Por favor, darnos un like o suscribirse. Tenemos podcasts de todos los niveles. Vamos tratando diferentes temas. Son podcasts que están diseñados igual que nuestro curso, diseñados para personas que estáis ocupados, que necesitáis aprender inglés de forma rápida o para aprobar exámenes o para poder usarlo en el trabajo. Y tenemos las mejores reseñas de academias en Google. Así que lo mejor de todo es que puedes probarlas gratis, nuestras clases. Así que, nada, ahora podéis descansar y disfrutar de nuestro podcast. Johnny, what are we talking about today?
Well, today is going to be fun. Anyway, just well, we will learn about the third conditional, which usually, you know, we use to regret about something that we think we should have done, and maybe we never did. No, in fact, just maybe explaining a little bit the structure to our friends, no, so that they remember what is the grammatical structure of.
Just before we get into that, we need to explain something important. Today, we are going to speak about
celebrities
regrets. Yeah. Okay, that's how we are. Johnny's going to explain the grammar now, but
yeah, but it's true. Just stay in tune because it's going to be fun. Eh? Just we'll talk about a lot of celebrities and their strange and weird regrets sometimes.
Yes. The first one is Britney Spears. Then I'll be speaking about Kanye West, Matt Damon, Oprah. Kanye West is my favorite one.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I have also one, a good one with Julian Moore and others, no? But yeah, it's going to be fun. Okay, well, very shortly then, just to explain the grammar, which is not so fun, but we have to explain the grammar in English, no? So remember, if clause in the third conditional, past perfect, okay? So had.
If I had known,
very good, no? With the past perfect. And then the result clause, would have, and then verb three, the participle. Okay. So then just.
Okay. So for example, if I had known Train Lang was so good, I would have joined earlier.
Very good. Excellent. Yeah.
Okay. So that's the grammar. It's easy. If I had known, easy. I would have.
Yeah.
Okay. So what we're going to do, we are going to explain the regrets of these famous people and celebrities, and then we can make sentences with third conditional to speak about their regrets.
Yeah.
So the first regret we have is of Britney Spears, and she only has one regret in life. She only regrets her TV reality show, Britney and Kevin, which was in 2005, 5 episodes. She said, I would never do something like that again. Actually, that was really bad. That was probably the worst thing I've done in my career. So what could Britney say in this situation? If I had known it would be such a bad TV series, I wouldn't have done it. Or if I had been wiser, or if I had been more, help me out here. Let's use a different one. If I had been, or if I had.
I don't know, if I had been wiser, for example, I don't know, just, or, yeah, yes. Wiser.
I would have changed the title, or I would have.
Or the partner. Another one.
Okay, that's Britney Spears. What about yours?
I have Julian Moore, okay? I don't know if it's her only regret or if she had more, but she said that she really regretted destroying her eyebrows.
And I have a picture here, and her eyebrows.
Eyebrows just are, we got them, no? So she says that as a teenager, she kept plucking them and bleaching them, no? And doing all kind, doing all sorts of things. So they are really completely gone, no? That's what she said. So how would she express her regret?
Just, we can give time for our listeners to think of that.
That's right. No, how would you, no, you listeners, how would you just say that regret? I don't know. You're watching or listening. Think about it a second. Okay. Well, I don't know. Just I would say something like, if I hadn't, just using the negative.
Negative, yeah.
If I hadn't touched my eyebrows, I would have been prettier.
Now, I would have been prettier now.
That's have been prettier now, yeah.
If I hadn't messed with my eyebrows so much, I wouldn't have such thin eyebrows now.
Very good. Okay. If I hadn't touched my, or if I hadn't bleached my my eyebrows, they wouldn't have gone.
Probably. Who would bleach their eyebrows?
I don't know.
Just you want to have them blonde. You want to be, yeah. You want to have blonde eyebrows.
Yeah.
I guess I might do that. Important verb here: mess with. Don't mess with. Mess. Mess in Spanish is como. How would you say it in Spanish?
No sé.
Trastear con algo, no?
Sí, trastear. Correcto.
And then there's bad consequences. Okay, my favorite one, Kanye West. So in context, some celebrities, they regret they were too exposed and too naked when they were younger. TV, magazines. So then when they grow up, then they regret, I shouldn't have done that film or that TV series like that. Kanye West regrets exactly the opposite. He regrets not being more naked in public. So I don't know how you can form a third conditional sentence here, but so we give our listeners a chance. Yes?
Yeah, give them a chance.
If I had been more naked in public when I was younger, what would the consequence be then?
I don't know.
I would have more money, maybe?
I would have more money, yeah.
I would be more famous.
I would have more. I would have more self-esteem. I don't know. Just.
So yes, if I had been on TV naked more often, I would have more self-esteem. That would be. If someone just clips that part of the video and saves me saying that sentence, I could just see Matthew editing the video, taking put it on Instagram.
So it's funny. Okay, so I got another one. Just George Clooney. Hey, but I mean, George Clooney, can he regret something?
I think some of his Nespresso adverts are quite regrettable. I mean, I think they are over milking.
Really? Really, George?
Over milking their account.
Really, George? Okay. Well, anyway, yeah, he has some regrets. So, for example, he regrets playing Batman. For example, just the first, no, or in 1990s, no, it was known as the weirdest Batman movie, Batman and Robin. No? So, anyway, what he said. In fact, he admitted that it physically hurt him to watch his terrible performance.
Really?
Yeah. So, I don't know. Let's give our listeners a second to think about how to express that that regret.
I'll give you one with a phrasal verb. Turn down. Turn down. It's like reject.
Okay.
So if I had turned down the Batman movie, mm-hmm. I know our listeners can think of it for a second. If I had turned down that Batman movie, mm-hmm. I would have received a better movie opportunity? Or...
Yeah. Script or role or play. Yeah, that sounds good.
I would have been chosen for the Avatar film.
For another movie, you know? Yeah.
Actually, he wasn't the worst Batman. I think Ben Affleck was the worst Batman for me. I don't know, that suit didn't look normal. It didn't suit him well.
Quite a few Batmans, no? Yeah, but let's see. Yeah. Anyway, let's continue. Other regrets. Do you have someone else?
Yes. The next actor, I really like how he plays roles. Benedict Cumberbatch. I think it's Cumberbatch. My granddad calls him Benedict Cucumber. but poor man, I think he must get that a lot. And he has a normal regret. Okay, so now we're moving to the normal regret. And he regrets not having children yet. He regrets not being a dad by the age of 32. Okay, so he'll probably be a great dad when he does become one. But if I had become a father sooner, I would have what? Anybody can think? I would have gone on more family holidays, or I would have spent more time with family.
Hmm.
Okay. Or I would have enjoyed bringing my children to the filming. Okay. Right. So this is a normal regret. So he falls into the normal category, not like Kanye West. Okay. Do you have any other?
Yeah, I go with another superhero. We talk about Batman. Now we go with Green Lantern. So that's Ryan Reynolds.
He's super funny. I like him.
He's super funny. I mean,
I think he's funnier in real life than in movies.
I imagine. No? But it seems that he regrets saying yes to his early superhero role. So. Seems that he's not happy with Green Lantern, no? Playing Hal Jordan. Jordan, I think that was the character. I don't know the reasons. He doesn't mention any specific reason why. But anyway, I think that opened the doors just to play other superheroes later on. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we could say if I hadn't, if I hadn't played Green Lantern role, for example, I would have
been taken more seriously.
Been taken more seriously, for example. Yeah.
Okay. Actually, it's funny because he even he says I haven't seen the Deadpool films, but he says that he even made a parody about it at the ending of Deadpool 2. So he's talking in a different film about how bad.
Okay. Well, I haven't watched that one night either. So okay. So,
but I think it's good to take regrets with humor. You know, laughing at yourself about regrets. It's smart.
Yeah.
My one is about Matt Damon.
Okay.
Okay. Matt Damon. And he actually regrets the Bourne Ultimatum.
Okay.
Okay. So this is a franchise that has made a lot of money. Many people really like it. It's successfully made over $1 billion. Okay. But he says that he hated the role. He said it's just that it was unreadable. This is a career ender, he said. I mean, I could put this up on eBay and it would be game over for that dude. It's terrible. It's really embarrassing. That's what he said.
Right.
So if I hadn't, or if I had chosen a different role, or if I had
accepted
a different franchise or a role in a different franchise, I would have made even more money, or I would have been more satisfied with my career.
My career. Yeah.
Okay. So I've run out of regrets from other people. Do you have any?
I don't know. Just, well, I mean, I think we have time for one more. Zac Efron. Yeah.
What was her regret?
I think playing the Baywatch movie.
She's been what? The Baywatch movie?
He played a role in the in the Baywatch movie in 2017, and he had to work so hard to shape his body, you know, to fit into that character, but he said that it was super hard, you know? So. He says it said something that Efron needed to have a diet and training strategy, even as a Eli athlete.
So for our listeners, what would be the third conditional regret? Mm-hmm. If I had known it was so hard, or if it hadn't been so hard, what could be the end
result? I would have enjoyed
it more.
Yeah.
Yes, if it hadn't been so hard, I would have enjoyed it more. Actually, I do have one more regret. And I think many of these have them, getting plastic surgery.
Yeah.
So many celebrities, they regret getting plastic surgery because then it looks worse or the end result is not what they expected. So, for example, if I had known my nose would look like this after plastic surgery, I wouldn't have done it. Or I would have chosen a different surgeon.
That's right.
Do you still don't regret getting your plastic surgery? Do you?
No. My nose is perfect. So
your nose job. That's good. Well done. Thank you so much, Johnny, for your help today. And one last thing, if our listeners, they want to practice more third conditional, because it's difficult, you know, third conditional, zero, first, second, third is difficult for our students. So where can they go to practice, to learn more, to enjoy?
Yeah, they can visit our website, www.trainlang.com. You can even have a test class, a trial class with Stefan, with Matthew, with Aline, with me, and enjoy it, because we also have an amazing campus, really nice, easy to follow, and with a lot of material. So yeah,
and the system works. I'm really happy with my students, because I can see that they are those that follow the campus. They do the homework. They follow the system. It works, and it's amazing. And they learn. And there's a lot there to do. Thank you so much, Johnny, for your help in this podcast. And I hope you don't have any regrets.
Same here. Just hope you don't have any regrets doing the podcast with me today.
No regrets at all. And I'll see you next time.
Bye-bye. Bye, friends.